During the coming year, KUOW and the Seattle Times will introduce you to some of the people who are shaping our region's cultural landscape. We call the series 13 for 13. Today we meet Avan Kong. Kong is a violist, composer, and improviser who lives in Seattle. You might not have heard of him before, but he's played with pop stars Beck and Laurie Anderson, and with big names in jazz and new music like Bill Frisell and John Zorn. All of these artists are drawn to Kong because of his playing, his musical imagination, and his unpredictability. KUOW's Dave Beck looks into why Avan Kong is such a sought-after collaborator.
A conversation with Avan Kong always veers off in unexpected directions. If you ask about his early musical experiences, you won't hear about a favorite childhood record or the first time he played the violin. He'll tell you what the instruments looked like, how the objects themselves drew him in.
I clearly remember the first time I saw a double bass as a kid. It was just amazing to me. And then again, the brass instruments, how they glow, and something like a drum set, it seems to gleam under lights.
Recently, Avan became enthralled by the sounds of birds he heard on the Puget Sound shoreline.
It's really insane if you sit and listen to them closely with your eyes closed. The dimensionality of the movement plus the tempo, that is a sound, is just an amazing sound.
Avan takes the experience of hearing birds flying around and makes music out of it. This piece that he led recently at Seattle's Fry Art Museum features playing by some of the city's leading improvisers and new music performers. They move in and out of the different galleries, exploring ideas of movement, space, and dimension in music. Avan likes the challenge of capturing difficult musical concepts on paper. He brings out some musical notation he's created. The page is filled with numbers and fractions. It doesn't look like music. It looks like something out of a math textbook.
So the first figure here is 35 over 66. So you would do something 35 times at 66 BPM. And when you get done that, you go to 34 over 92, 3 over 50, yeah, and just read it all the way down. Wow.
Avan invents complex notations like this so he can get as close as he can to sounds produced by instruments he's discovered, new musical ideas he's come across, or sounds he wants to reclaim from ancient music cultures in Asia or Indonesia.
You always hear the dong, 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 that speed up. Yeah, it's very like a bouncing ball or like way water ripples out, you know. It's that thing, I always like that in music.
Avan often travels to Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and Scandinavia to study and perform with musicians from other cultures. And he's a musical time traveler.
The door does not close at like Haydn or Bach to me.
Avan Kong takes a much longer view of music history.
I look at music history as a from the last ice age. That's how I frame it. 25,000, 30,000 years of music history.
The ruins of old civilizations inspire Avan Kong. He pays attention to the work of archaeologists. What kind of instruments will they uncover? And what do those instruments sound like?
China is amazing because they have open tombs with like entire ensemble sets, you know, and text and written music.
Face of the Earth, this recent recording by Avan Kong and his wife, vocalist Jessica Kenny, makes use of sounds inspired by ancient instruments and music cultures. Avan brings that ability to absorb so much music and so many ideas to every project he works on. Seattle composer and band leader Wayne Horvitz says Avan not only brings a distinctive presence with his playing, but he also fits in perfectly with the other musicians.
I mean, I'm always amazed when I just play a track for him and say, you know, play something on this. And even before I have the time to say, well, here are the chords, or this is what happens here, you know, he's got it already. But he doesn't lay his thing on the music. That's really important. He can be such a beautiful presence, but also he can be a chameleon when he needs to be. You know, I mean, he finds the place in the music where he's needed.
And Avin Kong always keeps you on your toes. Wayne Horvitz was a little taken aback when he hired Avin to play violin on a recording a few years back. Avin had something else in mind.
And, you know, he turned up for a recording session, and he was like, I looked at his instrument, I was like, dude, isn't that a viola? He said, yeah, I put my violin in the shop, and I'm checking out this viola or something. And I was like, yeah, but we're playing today, you know? I mean, this is like a record. And he was like, it'll be cool, and it was cool. But, you know, I was like, you know, my instinct was like, well, you could have told me. You know, he could have asked me, but it was all good.
A musician that brings the wrong instrument to a recording session would usually be considered irresponsible. But there is always intention and purpose behind everything Avin does. He wants musicians to think and play in a less predictable, more intuitive way.
Yeah, you don't want to be too logical, too linear. Music doesn't really function like that anyway.
Avin Kong may take musicians in some pretty unusual directions and push them out of their comfort zone, but they seem to be willing to follow him. I'm Dave Beck for KUOW.